You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Katie from Russia. Now, you recently pranked your boyfriend, as you call Head and Shoulders, by tricking him into preparing a bull penis.
Yes.
But it really wasn't.
Yes.
But you made him believe that it was. What did you use for this item for you to prank your boyfriend with?
Yeah, I went to the Russian store here in Springfield to buy chicken cutlets. And they were like little four squares of those cutlets. And I told him that in Russia, for special people that we really like, we usually eat bull penises, like as a sign of respect, and it's a part of the culture. I was like, please do not disrespect this, and don't judge this.
Lose-lose situation.
Yeah, I was being really serious about it, and you guys, he fell for it.
Oh, bless his heart.
So what happened? Like, did you try the cutlets that you told him was, and how did you... What is it a Russian tradition? Why is it a Russian tradition?
Because no one knows it's, Russian traditions,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything about that. And I just decided to lie about it and spice the evening up. So
That's nice. I think that's fun.
So I bought those cutlets, and you had to like fry them in oil. And the cutlet is actually Kiev's cutlet. And for Russian people, they for sure know what that is. The cutlet is a chicken cutlet. It has like a butter inside. So when you cut it open, this stuff comes out.
Oh, okay.
So I came to eat it.
What is this music, by the way?
So he was like, you eat it first, because I don't know.
So you ate it first.
I ate it first. I was like, I've had this bull penis multiple times.
You know that it's just a chicken.
I know it's just a chicken.
But
exactly.
He's watching you eat it.
Yes, eating the bull penis.
That's what he thinks. Yeah.
Yeah, he thought that that's what it is. You guys, his face turned a little green. He did not want to
try it.
No. I was like, well, if you're not going to try it, I'm sorry, but I'm probably going to have to end this. I had all my boyfriends try bull penises for me, and if you're gonna back out of this, that's just not meant to be, I guess. So yeah, he was super respectful about it, you guys.
And he tried it.
He ate it.
Oh my gosh!
What was his reaction?
Well, he was like, it just tastes normal, like meat.
Yeah, because it is. It's chicken.
And then I was like, okay, do you want to know what that actually is? I showed him the package. It says chicken in the ingredients. Mm-hmm. And he gave me the biggest hug ever, saying, oh my God, thank God that's not a bull penis. Because I would have about to go to my apartment and tell my roommates I just ate a penis.
So he wasn't mad at you?
He was not mad at me. He was like thankful for the fact that I did not feed him the... He was like, I didn't want it to like make you mad.
Well, isn't that sweet?
You told him not to disrespect it.
Yeah.
So obviously,
That's a great, like, not only is this a good prank, but it's also a good test.
It kind of warmed my heart. Yeah, it was like a good test. It warmed my heart, and I was like, wow, nobody has ever done anything like that for me.
Yeah.
People love to be tested in relationships, I hear.
It's fun.
Usually goes over great.
Really good.
Now
you can tell people that he's likes you so much that he would try bull penis.
Seriously. That was very impressive.
I like this guy.
Oh, that's nice.
He's okay.
Good prank,
he likes
too, by
you
the way.
A lot.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. I know. I knew you would like that.
I love it.
I knew it. I was like, Foch would be so proud of me.
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.